Good morning once again. It's great to be here with you this morning. Start off with, we'll give you a second to think about it. Got an echo. What type of person or what kind of mentality do you have? Do you have the type that you, I've got to do it? Or do you have the type of mentality that you get to do it? Just to think about it, I mean, is there a difference? There definitely is. If you've got to do it, means that you're begrudgingly doing what you're supposed to be doing. If you get to do it, means you're excited to do what you want to do. And as Christians, we need to be excited. We need to be, when we wake up in the morning, we ought to take and wake up and say, I get to go to church this morning. I get to take and go and be with the other members of the congregation. I get to, but beyond that, we're in the presence of the Lord. I mean, that is one of the greatest things that we need to remember, that when we do gather together, that we are with the Lord. When we see in Matthew 18 and 20, it says that, for where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst. So any time that there's two or three of us that are gathered together as members praying to God, God is there with us. And that's just, it's hard to fathom. To really think that right now that God's in Washington Avenue, he's in Favre, he's here. I mean, that's just hard for a human to understand, that God's presence is at each individual Church of Christ. But God is everywhere. That's the whole thing we need to remember, that God is where, all over the universe. He's anywhere you go, God is there. And we need to remember that we are there in his presence. So we don't need to take and have this, well, I got to get up and go to church this morning. Because that means that you're doing it begrudgingly. You don't really want to do it, but you feel like you have to do it. You have to do it because you're worried about what might happen. Well, I'm worried about hell, so I need to get up and go to church. Whereas if you get to go to church, you're doing it because you want to. You're doing it because you love to be at church. And that's the difference between the two. But we also need to remember that can follow, we need to do that in our everyday life as well. Not just at church. I mean, I know it's hard. Monday morning, you get out of bed and you're going, I got to go to work? I mean, come on. I've had a day off. I've had 2 days off. I want another day. Why do I want to go to work? Well, number one, they're going to pay your bills, hopefully. Number two, because the Lord wants us to do everything for him. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. I mean, that comes out of Colossians 3:17. And it says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So as you go get up, you go to work, you go about your daily life, whether you're working, whether you're retired, whether you're a child, a kid that's going to school, you want to do your best. God wants us to do our best and to be happy about it. Because if we do it, if we're there doing our best and happy, then our lives are so much better. If you take and have to sit here and you go, okay, well, I got to do this job today, whatever the job is, whatever that task is for the day. If you're doing it and you're not thinking or you're not really wanting to do it, you're probably going to have to do it again. If you do something and you're not really putting your best effort into it, it's not going to come out the way you want it. Whereas if you take and you do your best work, your best job, you put every effort into it, you're going to feel better about it. And then you're also showing that you're praising God with what you're doing. And we need to remember that it's great to be a Christian, to be happy here. It's great to be upbeat when you're here with the brethren. But we need to remember that we need to do that throughout our lives, because as we're happy and we're upbeat, people do notice. People are going to realize that you're different. Why are you so happy? Why do you want to take and put all this effort into it? You're doing more than what they're paying you for. Well, if I can do it and I have time to do it, that's what the Lord wants me to do. He doesn't tell us to take and they want me or walk a mile in my or in somebody else's shoes. He says, if you're walking a mile in somebody else's shoes, if they ask you to walk a mile with them, walk two. Go the extra mile. Do that extra that they don't expect. Because then that's going to take, besides helping them, it also is going to raise you up. It's going to make, you're going to feel better in the end as well. And the thing is, when you're doing this, no matter what you're doing, whether you're digging a ditch, whether you're taking and driving a semi, whether you're driving to work, whatever, always remember to give thanks to the Lord. I mean, in Ephesians 5 and 20, it says that, okay, I can't read my own writing, so I'll find it real quick. Sorry, my fingers aren't working this morning. But Ephesians 5:20, it says, always giving thanks for all the things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So everything that we have comes from Christ, comes from God. You can say that I don't deserve this, and that's right, because we don't deserve what we have. You may work hard, and that's, I'm sure everybody does, everybody puts their best effort into it, but we have what we have because of the Lord. The Lord has blessed us throughout our lives innumerously, that we cannot, to amount that we don't deserve what we get. Besides, if this life, and then also to know that what we have coming in the future. We are enormously blessed. We have things that we never would have had. If we tried to do this on our own, we would not have what we have. Because God does take care of us. He does bless us throughout our lives. And then I lost my train of thought of where. And we also see in 1 Corinthians 10 and chapter 10, verse 31, it says, whether then you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all in the glory of the Lord. So no matter what, I mean, even getting up in the morning, if you're taking a breath, if you're taking a drink, remember, I don't know if you guys are getting echo, but I'm getting it up here. Okay, sorry. I'll try and stay still. but we need to remember that we are blessed, but to remember all of our blessings, we need to take and remember to give it, that all of our blessings come from God, and we need to remember to give Him the thanks, to give Him the glory, that if somebody says, well, you've got such a great life, well, I was blessed. I was blessed by the Lord to have this life. I was blessed by the Lord to have children. I was blessed by the Lord to have the job that I've got. I've had a job for 19 years that I definitely love to go do. That is a blessing in itself. When you can get up in the morning knowing that what you're going to do both is going to benefit somebody else and that you actually love to do, that is a blessing in itself. Now, if you have to get up in the morning and it's a job that you don't like, just remember, you're doing it because, remember to do it for the Lord. Remember to put your best foot forward, even if it's a job you don't want to do. Just remember to take and do everything that what you're doing for the Lord. So if you're doing a half-hearted job, then you're also doing a half-hearted job, and it's going back, and that's affecting back to God. Because we need to remember that His glory is why we do what we do. His glory is why we have what we have. And just throughout our lives, we need to remember that. There are times that you're not going to have the blessings that you want, that you feel like you want. But there's a reason for it, and God knows that reason. But even if you're down, you need to remember to give praise to God for what you've had up to that point and what you're going to have in the future. If I wake up in the morning and my knee hurts, no, I don't feel like praising God for having a sore knee. But what did I do the day before that allowed me to have the sore knee the next day? I was able to get out and walk. I was able to get up and move around. But on top of that, I was able to get out of bed and realize that I had a sore knee this morning. I mean, that's a blessing in itself from the Lord, to know that you have something that, yeah, I'm hurting, but I was able to wake up this morning. I was able to take and have another day on this in this world that God created for me to enjoy. And that's what we need to remember. We need to remember to be happy and to be to glorify God as we go throughout our lives, because He did create the world for us. He created the world for us to be in and to enjoy. And it's not something that you can take and we can understand how the universe works. I mean, just a couple miles here or there, we're not going to be able to take and live on this earth. The earth slows down a little bit, we're going to go flying out in space. I mean, that's a great design. That is a great, by the great Creator. He created everything so that we would take and have this chance to be on, to live here, to take and be blessed with the people that are I see in front of me. I mean, it's a great blessing to have all these, have people that you can take and know that you can call, and if at all possible, they're going to be there. They'll talk to you. They're going to be there for you to help you through whatever troubles and trials that you're going to have. So you have the church family that you have been blessed with, and we need to remember that. And we need to remember to put that back to our lives, that we are, and try to do our best to be, I get to do this. We want to be that type of person. God wants us to be, I get to go do this. You don't want to be the type of person, well, I got to go. Especially in your spiritual life. You don't want to be that, I got to do this. Probably 5 years ago, I would have had to have gotten up here. Now, I would love to get up here. I have moments. That's what I told Kurt. He asked about, text me earlier in the week, or yesterday, is there any songs you want me to sing? I said, I'm struggling this week. But then I had this thought in my head going all week. I didn't know where to take it. How do you take and get the get to or got to? And to where do you go with it? And I did. It actually hit me last night. And finding the scripture, I guess, is the hardest part that I have when I get up here. I can get up here and talk about the Lord and talk about how glorious He is and what He's done for me and what I've seen throughout my life. All the blessings that He has blessed me with, and the blessings that He has given other people that I've seen. Because there are so many times that you don't realize that God's involved in what you're doing in your life. I've been tied up at Walmart one night. Tammy and I were out. We got tied up. Took an extra 5 minutes to get through the line. Something was wrong with the card readers wouldn't work or whatever. We got to over by the power plant, and there's a 5-car pileup. And they said it, I mean, we came up on it. I mean, it was, in 5 minutes earlier, I'd have been right in the middle of it. So the Lord blesses us in ways that we don't think. And sometimes it may not be you're laying back or you're getting held back because of something else. He sees something that we don't see. He knows ahead of time what we're not seeing. And so just because you may not see the blessing at that part, that particular time in your life, you need to remember that we are blessed by God. That He does take care of us, that He does want all of us to be safe. He wants us to take and to be His children. He wants everyone in the United States, everyone in the world, to take and have the chance to come to Him and to be His children, because He doesn't want anyone to suffer, because He knows what's going to happen if you're not with Him. The separation of being not being His child compared to being His child is, for eternity, is a very bad feeling. I can't imagine not being a child of God, and especially for eternity, because to suffer what He says that we're going to suffer, that would be, I can't explain it. But I can come up with a good idea of what it's going to be like when we get up in heaven with the Lord. It's going to be glorious. That's the best word we can come up with, because you're going to praise Him. We're going to have to be able to see Him, to be able to talk to Him, to be able to see all those Christians who have passed, from the past forward. We're going to take, it's going to be so glorious to be there in heaven praising the Lord for their eternity. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. And if you have the get-to attitude, it's a whole lot easier to get there. The got-to attitude, you kind of do it begrudgingly, and you're kind of worried. Maybe you're doing it because you're not sure why, or you're not sure what you want to do. But with the get-to attitude, you're going to take and have the better attitude. You're going to do what you want, what the Lord wants us to do, and you're not going to do it because you have to. You're going to do it because you want to. And that's the big difference between the two. I can have to do something, or I can get to do something. And if you get to do something every day that you like, great. And if you get to take and get up every morning, wake up every morning and go out and praise the Lord every day before you leave work, before you leave your house, for whatever reason, that's what we want. That's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to praise Him. He wants us to take and remember that He is the one. But He wants us to do it because we want to, not because He has forced us to. Even though He could force us to take, and He could snap His fingers and everyone would have to follow Him, He doesn't want that. He wants us to come to the Lord because, and to be His children because, we want to do it. And that's something that we need to remember, that He chose us, but He gave us the freedom to choose Him. He chose everyone in the universe, but He gave them the opportunity to choose Him. And those are the ones, He wants everyone to choose Him, even though we have the opportunity to say, no, Lord, I don't feel like it today. But we do need to take and remember that we need to choose the Lord, that we need to come to Him, that we need to take and receive His blessings on a daily basis. So I feel like I kind of ramble from time to time, and I'm sorry. I do apologize for that, but I just hope that everyone will take and think about it. And if you have a got-to mentality, sometimes think about it. Try and change it. Try and say that, no, I get to do it. Because we do have that blessing. It is a blessing that we get to do what we get to do. It's a blessing that we have the knowledge that God gives us to do it. It's a blessing that we have the ability to do it, to actually be able to move and go to wherever we need to do what we're doing, is a blessing from the Lord every day. And every minute of our lives, we know that the Lord is blessing us. He's watching over us. And He just wants us to all be in heaven with Him at the end. So at this time, if anyone needs